guys, this is how you deal with narration. Now, I'm not saying only guys can do narration, but this is fucking narration.
Yeah. I'm speechless.
Okay, I'm will crying. Actually do it, it was now so instead beautiful. Of making
Let
it
me
really
say this
thing.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
Again, the author's notes don't need to be read in such a way that it sounds all unprofessional and in that high-pitched voice. It was really funny, but it wasn't professional. Double
yeah,
Leopard's Carrot
yeah.
was funny, though. And I like that you played Autumn's voice. It sounds just like Miss Piggy. But it was unnecessary, but it was really funny.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay, I'm also going to kill you for choosing that particular pitch, because
oh gosh,
my head hurts. I don't know, have you listened to Autumn? Her voice is a little bit lower, kind of cute, kind of
like
sexy.
No, it's like a smoker's voice. I'm Autumn.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
and
they're not like them.
It sounds very Disney. So I wasn't entirely happy with
well,
the Autumn voice,
let's assume,
especially since you know what Autumn sounds like.
Yeah, but let's assume that we just assume he wouldn't know the author. No matter what, he should have just read it in his normal voice, in his normal narration voice
or the voice he used for Kagome at the end.
That
That's
would have
another
been good
thing.
Too.
You used two different voices for Kagome. You used the one you read the actual narration, and then when it got to the very end, you used the girlier voice for
But
Kagome after Inuyasha.
It shouldn't be read in a girly voice. It should just be read straight, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If you bought a book on tape by J.K. Rowling and the author suddenly was reading an introduction in a British accent trying to sound like a female, it would be very off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do that.
I don't know,
That's
but
it.
like, it really depends on the character. Some characters you can get away with sounding obnoxiously girly, but that's only
But
if the author intended it.
But this was the author's notes. It wasn't even a character. It was the author's introduction.
Yeah, no, I'm...
I'm harping on
I
that
agree
because
with
that's the
you.
only negative thing I have to say about this whole
I
thing.
agree with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Also, I heard a couple of breath pops, and there were several times when your lines would go together, and I'd hear the separation of the lines. But that's like a mixing thing, because I know you didn't do this all in one take. But like, then again, when in the actor's notes, author's notes, what I did like was that in the first one, it sounded like he was actually giving the note as Autumn, because
Yeah, I have that note as
that
well.
is the attitude I think Autumn would have given for her. For her author note.
Your
Although,
pauses and your inflections on the disclaimer were really good.
Yeah.
And Autumn swears she meant what she was being serious when she wrote this, but I refuse to believe that she wrote this seriously.
With an author's note like that, it's really hard to believe.
Yeah, even though she was 14 when she wrote it, I still don't believe that it was serious. But just Autumn, it wasn't. It was well written. It was just like ridiculous. But like the description and stuff, I thought were good. This is not about Autumn, but I just wanted to say that. Go ahead.
I don't really I mean, as much as I was mocking a certain point in Sing It, I actually do think this was a really good narration.
And Autumn, thank you for donating this to use. The music choices in your readings were really, really good.
Amazing.
It was, here's the thing. It was just over dramatic enough that you could kind of be making fun of the writing, but it wasn't so over the top that it was obviously making a mockery of it. And it's like a very fine tightrope line to walk, and I think you're the only one that did it successfully tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you went really dramatic on this, and it worked. The music, your acting, it worked.
And it's like you weren't trying to be over the top with it.
You
it,
were just
you,
trying
you're,
to seriously feel emotion about this, and that...
And you did.
That is what I wanted. Like, yeah. Yeah.
I think this was an epic win. I think you should not SMS, even though you're about to hear the results anyway, don't SMS too hard for the next 2.5 minutes when we do the results. Because you're
Seriously,
probably going to be
safe. I've never, oh, I forgot to mention that what I gave you was a standing ovation. By the way, I'm lying. It actually isn't a standing ovation, but in order to mock what I'm mocking to the extent I am,
What are you mocking, Trick-or-Treat? What are you talking about?
Queen Week on Sing It.
What about it? Oh, okay, got it. Got it. I see what you're
My favorite moment in Sing
reference.
It.
That's a very obscure reference.
It is.
Purpose, 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 lol. All right. So.
This is bad.
Oh, guess what?
What?
They're releasing a Queen singing game for the PlayStation.
Nice.
I just wanted to say that. Okay. Anyway, we're done here. Are you recording?
I'm recording.
Okay, we have decided. We're going to do a top two this week and a bottom two.
Aww.
And
Dylan, I think we should call a top two and a bottom three, and then we can tell somebody that they're also in the top three. It'll be fun.
Okay, Trick or Treat, that sounds awesome. Let's do that.
All right, so we're going to... Trick or Treat's going to announce who... We have a top... What do we have, Trick or Treat?
We have a top two and a bottom three.
Yes, top two and a bottom three.
All right.
So, what should we do first?
Do you want to claim the top two?
Yes.
All right, the top two this week are... Dark Wolf
Sonic Mega.
And Sonic Mega.
Sonic Mega. So the bottom three are Rust, Sasuke, and Tara.
Yes.
Let's call somebody. Let's put somebody out of their misery.
Okay. Rust, you're also in the top three.
Yay, you're in the middle. Is that what you wanted me to do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so confused.
It's not suspenseful at all.
Right. I'm sorry.
That's cool. I should have just kept it at bottom two and top two.
All right.
I was just amused because I was confusing you, so I kept at it.
I would like you guys to know I went back and listened to Tara's again because I was solving a puzzle when I listened to it the first time. So now I have a good indication of what's what. Okay. Let's just say Sonic Mega, you're safe.
As if that wasn't obvious.
Dark Wolf, you're safe. But who won? Sonic Mega, you are the winner of tonight's Act It.
Woo! Sorry, I had ice cream.
I'm going to give you a movies hat and name tag and plastic cup.
I wish I had you know a movies hat.
You know movies, right?
Yeah.
Sonic, I hope you know movies. It's from the Kevin Smith franchise of movies. The movie's fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be glorious. I'm going to send that to you. So just send me your address and we'll stalk you.
Did you send Ducky his thing yet?
I'm going to send everything on at the same time.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a bunch of trips. So here's the thing. Sassy, you were struggling with pronunciation. You were reading really fast. And then Tara... Your pronunciation was good, but it sounded so much like you were reading, and it was so dry, and like, when you mentioned the Death Eaters and being deeply concerned and stuff, it didn't sound like you were reliving any of those fears emotionally. It just sounded like you were, like, so removed from the whole thing. And that may have worked if you were narrating a story that wasn't in the first person.
Mm-hmm.
But you were essentially playing a character. And then, Sassy, again, yours was, it was sloppy, and it was... choppy, and there were a lot of problems with yours as well. And neither one of you were great last week either, although Tara's was in the top scene. That was mostly because of Sonic Mega, unfortunately.
Oh, the truth so, comes out.
I said that last week, something similar.
Oh, you did? I wasn't here last
week. And now here's the other thing. Sassy, this is the debate we had. You're not always consistent. Like, sometimes, some weeks you're not that great, and then some weeks you're really good. When you're good, you're really good. When you're bad, you're really bad. And then Tara, you're pretty consistent, but you're not really improving. You're just kind of, like, staying in the same, like, flat. You're kind of flatlining out towards the end. You were improving at one point, but, like, the last couple of weeks, you've just been flatlining.
Mm-hmm.
So, the question is, if either of you were to go to the finals, who would give... some of the other people the best run for their money. Because let's not kid ourselves, the Sing It final, which isn't up yet, but will be soon, it's not... Dark Wolf's in the finals of Sing It, so we know right there, no offense to Dark Wolf, he's not going to win Sing It. So it's really going to be not that, it's going to be anticlimactic.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen with Acted. I'm not saying that neither of you could win, I'm just saying who would have the best chance. Because honestly, and Trigger Chi will attest to this, we're okay with sending either of you guys home because we haven't been pleased with either of you guys the last couple weeks. And, right, Trigger?
Sorry,
don't make me look
like an asshole. No, what did you just say? I was zoning out.
I said, we're okay with sending either of them home because neither one of them has been that great.
Yeah. I will stand by that statement.
And we like you both as people.
We love you both.
So, what it comes down to is, we feel like Tara's been a little bit less effective with her readings over the course of the show. So, we're eliminating Tara this week. I'm sorry, Tara.
I miss you.
I'm gonna have to break up with you now. You know, welcome back to season one girlfriend.
I'm sorry, your fate was sealed when he called you his girlfriend. Our girlfriends and boyfriends can never, ever win these competitions.
No, because then people think it's
biased. Exactly. So I'm sorry, you should have turned him down.
Refused. I don't think any of my so-called seasoned girlfriends have ever won any of my shows. I love you, Tara, and I will totally do the cat lines for you soon.
Do them to make up for kicking her off the show.
Yeah, not tonight. I'm just
fine.
All right, we're done here. All I guess. Right. What are we doing next week? What's the theme next week?
Oh, do you wanna do commercials?
Yes, I do.
Okay, next week we're doing commercials.
Commercials next week.
You will get those in your inbox sometime within the next day.
Yes, next day. Yes. And those will be due by Sunday night at midnight.
Okay.
And we'll just start posting on Tuesdays again, because we can't stay on the schedule.
Well, like, it's better if we don't do stuff on the weekends, because...
I agree. The weekends were bad for me, too. And I know that Russ has obligations on Friday nights, too. Okay, so we're done here.
Thanks, guys. All right. See you next week.
See you guys.